Welcome back to Ravens Report. Along with being the most talked about game of the year so far and the biggest game of the year so far, the AFC Championship game is also the game that draws out the most opinions among fans. And that includes with our Purple Passion Bunch, who have no problem engaging in healthy conflict, exchanging opinions, even insights into how the Ravens will continue on the road to the Super Bowl.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Ravens, Patriots, AFC Championship rematch. It'll be the sixth time these two teams have played in the last four seasons, third time of the postseason. Kadri, is this becoming a rivalry?
Let's go back to that first matchup in the 09 season when it was a playoff game, and you look at Ray Rice setting the tone early. You're talking about a team that really – anybody who went up to New England in the playoff matchup, they were going to lose. But I think they drew the line in the sand and said, you know, enough is enough. We're the Ravens. We're not intimidated. We're coming up here. We're going to play and play effectively. Beat them 33-14. I think that set up the chain of events that are currently in play as far as this being a good rival game.
I disagree because I don't think it's a rival. It's much like Syracuse playing Cincinnati. You guys never beat us, but, you know, we still have to play you. But it's a good game. It's just one of those things that, you know, since 2008, Coach Harbaugh's got here, the Patriots are first with 63 wins, and the Ravens are second with 61 wins. So, and obviously, a couple of those wins were the playoffs. So I just think it's a very good matchup,
rivalry,
not a rival
Brad,
yet, because until you win.
You disdain. You don't like them. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, they played 36 times. There's a lot of disdain there. It also evokes one name, Hines Ward. If that in Baltimore makes you upset, that's a rivalry.
Great matchup at quarterback. Joe Flacco against Tom Brady and Tom against the Ravens. 7 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, his passer rating at 74. The Ravens have had his number. Who do you like in this?
Well, obviously I like our guy Joe because he's hot right now. He's talking about that he hasn't turned the football over, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, only been sacked twice, 11 throws of 20-plus yards, 5 throws of 40-plus yards. Right now he is playing like he wants some new money, the big Benjamin Franklins, the new $100 bills, and leading his team to a championship. But it's going to come down to Sunday if he can do
this
that.
This is what I look at when you're talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady does a masterful job of deciphering defenses and putting his team in position to win. Yeah. I think Joe has learned the art of doing that as of late because of Jim Caldwell.
And, you know, Brady's great at getting all the junk underneath. His rack stuff, he's going to have better stats. But I think the most important one is a W, and I think that's Flacco.
All right, give me an X factor in this game.
The X factor for me is Corey Graham. I mean, Corey Graham's going to be covering possibly Wes Welker, it looks like. Wes Welker's the guy now because Gronk's out. I think that's the guy that you're going to have to cover up. And if you can do that, now you force – of course, there's a lot of outs for Tom Brady, but he's one of the biggest matchups.
Give me Vince Wilfork, and you stop Vince Wilfork, you win this game, period. I don't care about Tom Brady and their offense. I think if you can contain Vince Wilfork, you run the ball effectively, play action passing, you're going to get the ball down the football field. Aqib Talib, not in the same category with Anquan or Torrey Smith.
For me, it's pressure on a quarterback. And when you get the time, we saw the Ravens. You talk about the success the Ravens have had, 8 interceptions. That's because even though they're not sacking him, they're putting pressure on him and collapsing the pocket.
Tight end Rob Gronkowski is out of this game, and that's huge. How does that affect then the Patriots offense, who likes to use the multiple tight end package?
Here's where I think he's going to be hurt the worst as far as Tom Brady when they get into the red zone. When he's in the red zone, oh my God, he has like 20 touchdowns to only 3 interceptions compared to when Rob Gronkowski is not in there. I think he has only like 14 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. This is a guy who is very dynamic. Without him in there, I think that really hurts their offense, especially in the red zone.
You know what, Q? The Ravens, they can now don't have to pay as much attention. They can single covered the tight end now, whether it's an Aaron Hernandez or not. But now they can get into blitz packages. They can do other things because they don't have to pay as much attention.
Not so fast, buddies. You saw what happened in Houston. They found a way to get Shane Vereen, a second-year player no one ever heard of. Danny Woodhead got hurt.
Now you're talking
about guys that were able to fill in those positions and do the same things in those packages. Their big skill and our big skill. That's running backs and tight ends versus our linebackers and safeties. Advantage Patriots in that one.
By the way, the Ravens allowed the 4th most yards per play in that double tight end when they face that. So certainly the Patriots will look to take advantage of that in this game. Let's get predictions. Who's going to win on Sunday?
Well, I think I already led into that a little bit. I think it's going to be – I'm drinking a lot of Kool-Aid over here. I might be drunk on Sunday. So, you know,
Sugar high.
You know what? I think the Ravens are going to – actually, the emotionally high that they're at right now. They're the team, you know, that seems to be the hot team. Everybody's talking about it. Although they're not getting a lot of respect, I think they're a lot more close. This is a lot closer game than those 9 points everybody's talking about.
If you talk about, you know, matchups and all that, yeah, okay, you can give it to New England. But I think that as far as your heart, your will, your determination to overcome, look what they did against Indy. Look what they did up in Denver. Absolutely, I'm saying that the Ravens can, in fact, go up to New England and get the job done and get the victory and move on. Three times in 5 years as far as AFC Championship games, I think this is the next step to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, we've all been to the promised land of the Super Bowl, and I think that it's going to be 27-24. These games are always close, within 3 points. I know the Patriots are hot, averaging over 40 points a game at home in the playoffs. But right now, I think I'm going to go with the boys on this one and sip a little of that purple Kool-Aid and take the trip to New Orleans with the Ravens.
Like it very much, guys. Thank you. Ravens Report Playoff Special continues. Jerry Sandusky is back right after this.